today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty, Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaam Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. And I invite you to be with this episode of today's special under the title of Characteristics of Islamic Daily Life.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you until I took the first step. That's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
Today, Monday, is the 10th of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we listen to chapter Hujurat, verse 14.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم وإن تطيعوا الله ورسوله لا يلتكم من أعمالكم شيئا. Inna Allaha ghafurur rahim.
The Bedouins say, "We have believed." Say, "You have not yet believed," but say instead, "We have submitted," for faith has not yet entered your hearts. And if you obey Allah and His Messenger, He will not deprive you from your deeds of anything. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse reflects the difference between Islam and faith, saying that Islam is the outward and legal aspect of faith, and whoever utters the formula, "There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah," this is recognized as a Muslim and is thus obliged to act upon Islamic laws. But faith is a real and inward affair whose place is human heart rather than his tongue and appearance.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي.
Okay, so we go to our topic, characteristics of Islamic daily life. You know, maximum people misconceive the idea of practicing Islam as believing in and practicing five pillars of Islam only. That is, believing in oneness of Allah, offering five prayers a day, fasting in the month of Ramadan, giving zakat of their wealth to help the needy, and doing the pilgrimage of Hajj at least once in a lifetime if you have the finances. Of course, these rituals are an integral part of practicing Islam and cannot be ignored or compromised at, but Islam has much more to it than these only. Islam gives us to perform each and every simple chore of our daily routine in a way that it becomes a mean to gain Allah Almighty's approval. The simple chores of eating, sleeping, earning, spending time with your family or friends, and so on, can all become ibadah if you done with intention of pleasing Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the functionality of religion in our today's life. Mankind has not only felt no need for religion, but after rebelling against religion, after the Renaissance and tasting a lot of bitterness in this way, nowadays every moment he feels closer to religion and more in need of it. So the question itself can be answered from two perspectives. One from a theoretical point of view and other from a practical point of view. That man has two dimensions, a material dimension and a spiritual dimension. The changes that have happened in the world are mostly related to material dimension of man. And those spiritual needs of man are the same needs that man has, that man had centuries and millennia ago. And since the religion that observes the spiritual dimension of man presents its own concepts, it is useful for humans in all conditions and in all situations. But from a practical point of view, it should be said, the challenge of modernity and religion is not a challenge that only Islam faces. Rather, all religions are facing it. But the experience of the Islamic Republic of Iran has been that we have presented a modern government based on religious concepts in for decades. We are not saying that this government has no flaws and that there are no illegal affairs happening in it. Actually, no one has such a claim. But what is in question is that the basis of this government and its criteria are based on religious concepts. That is, they depicted and interpreted the source of power based on religious concepts.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Under the daily routines of successful Muslim, we reach to reading the Quran and daily supplications. The Quran is the miracle of all miracles. It's Allah's word that will never change. It's the living example of truth. Making a habit of reading it will purify your heart, increasing and boosting your iman level. Besides that, the Quran is the number one cure for the soul's sickness, as Allah mentioned in His holy book, "Verily, in the remembrance of Allah do the hearts find rest." The Holy Quran, chapter 13, verse 28. Take your daily dose of these excellent medicines and assure you will become a better version of yourself.
في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
What do you think about this and this episode of today's special, Finding a Teacher? For what? This is one of the tips for a new Muslims. As Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, for him who follows a path for seeking knowledge, Allah will ease for him the path to paradise. Finding a teacher to bounce ideas off of is a great way to learn your deen or religion. It is good to find someone with as much knowledge as possible who also has an understanding of the culture. It is difficult to listen to someone with a thick accent or someone with a back home mentality. This is a great way to clarify things you hear on YouTube or Google or any part of the Quran you are reading at the time. This will also help you have a real grounding in the Islamic tradition. You will eventually have spent more time learning Islam than most people from Muslim families. Maintain a sense of humility if you do gain knowledge, as there will always be someone who will be more knowledgeable than you, of course. Learn everything you can in small chunks. No one is asking you to be a scholar.
The second was the sunnatun min nabiyyihi. The second khisal or quality that Imam wants to see among his Shia is a quality which we would adapt from the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And what does he say? Wa amma sunnah min nabiyyihi fa mudaratun nas. The quality that we have to adapt from the qualities of Rasulullah, inculcate that quality within ourselves, is mudaratun nas, which means to be lenient and gentle with the people. That's our life. Human beings are not, they don't live in isolation. We are social beings. We cannot survive alone. And this is where the importance of, you know, being gentle with people, in interaction with people, is very important. You look at the example of the Prophet. During his life in Mecca, how much opposition he faced. The kind of abuse, verbal abuse, labels given to him. Remember the story about this lady who used to throw garbage on him? Whenever he passed by, everybody knows about it. But how does he deal with even that person? He converts that lady, or at least neutralizes her hatred towards Islam and the Prophet by his akhlaq of mudaratun nas. You know, to be gentle and compassionate in dealing with the people. Even if they are outsiders, you know, we have to think about it. We have to think about it, especially when we look at ourselves as a community. You know, how we interact with people who come, especially the newcomers.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic on the next episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing who you looking for. Stop.
Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.